Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Cashio is a fintech which supplies corporate credit cards to businesses. And the company, which was co-founded by a Cork woman, enables easier expense management for staff and is growing rapidly in the Middle East, where it is based. They're hoping to ramp up here in Ireland and in Europe, which would be challenging enough were the company not also dealing with drone attacks in Dubai over the past few months. Lydia Foote is the co-founder of Cashio with a Q and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Lydia.
Hi, good morning, Joe.
We'll talk about the business in a moment, but tell us about the drone attacks.
Yeah, it's been an interesting few weeks for us. We're heading into months at this stage. Kind of kicked off the end of February, a little bit unexpected, but the first few kind of weeks were a bit challenging, kind of trying to kind of find where everything fit. But
a drone attacked your data center that you need for your business.
It did. So that was, that was kind of the first week into the war. And that was obviously a major challenge for us. We did have contingency plans in place, which, of course, we never thought we'd have to actually put into plan. But that's
what contingency plans are
exactly
for.
And we were very fortunate to have that in place, so we were very quickly able to act on that and transfer our data to make sure that everything was secure
and you're fully
and kept
back
running.
Up and running now.
We were within a few days, we were able to get back up and running.
Super.
Yeah.
Would you reconsider where you're based after what's happened over the last few months?
No, the UAE has been very good to us. For us it's been a really kind of easy way to get into the type of business that we're in, and the government is very supportive of businesses like this. So I think for entrepreneurs in that region, there's a lot of support, and it's the home of Cashio, and that will continue to be the case.
Well, tell us about what Cashio is and what it does.
Yes, we are a spend management platform. So that is, we've built an expense management software. It can be as kind of extensive or as simplified as the business needs it to be. And from within that, companies are able to issue corporate cards. So the beauty of this is that the company themselves decide how the cards are going to be used, so they can determine how frequently it's used, how much they can spend, where it's being used. So they have that control over the spending that right now, when you're looking at a kind of reimbursement model, doesn't exist for a lot of businesses. So that's the kind of, first selling point is the control of the spending. The next part that comes into place is the reconciliation. So, rather than having people manually entering all of these expenses into your ERP or accounting software, we have a one-click sync that directly records all of those expenses for them. And then the kind of cherry on the pie is the rewards program. So we have a reward system called Cashio Points. It's something we've built in-house. It's our own currency. And, the premise is very simple. Every time you spend on a Cashio card, you're earning Cashio Points. And then you can convert those into rewards with all of our partners. So we're partnered with Emirates, Etihad, KLM, Air France, IHG, Accor. So a lot of different rewards partners that they can redeem those with.
Okay. I mean, there are similar companies already operating in Ireland. What would you say your USP is? Is it the expense side of things?
Yeah, I would say it's the software itself. It can be customized. It can be, utilized for an enterprise as well as an SME. So that's one kind of key selling point. The rewards part is also, a big selling point. I definitely think those are kind of differentiators for us. When we think about competitors, this type of solution can be used across any business, any industry, any business size. So there's definitely room for multiple players in this space.
And how do you eliminate fraud? Is there any way of doing that?
Yeah, so on the cards themselves, we have a lot of, there's fraud engines running in the background to detect those kind of common card frauds that would happen. And in addition to that, we have approval policies that the company can build onto the cards themselves to make sure that there's no kind of inadvertent or misspending that's happening within the company itself also. So there's a lot of different mechanisms that the company can control how the funds are being used.
And now you're hoping to grow the business in Ireland and potentially Europe.
So Ireland is going to be our home base for Europe. So we actually started the business here in 2023 as a means to kind of supplement our UAE business. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of customers that had entities in Europe or across the UK. So we set up our entity just to be able to issue Euro and GBP cards for this smart or to manage that use case. Mm. And then in 2024, we saw that organically, it kind of started to get legs and grow. And, you know, we thought, OK, this is something that we actually need to look at investing and growing this part of the business, because, the potential that exists within Europe is massive. So this is when in 25, we actually built out the solution to be able to really have a very solid go to market in 26. And that's exactly what we've done. So we decided that Dublin was, the best base for us. Mm-hmm. And opened Cork. Our office here.
And not Cork. They'll be disappointed in the Rebel County.
The plan is to have our next office in Cork. Mm. I mean, the kind of growth and the regeneration that's happening in Cork is impressive. So it's definitely a market that we want to try and tap into next. So once Dublin is kind of set up and stabilised, Cork is our next bet.
And how do you make money? What's the fee structure?
So we have a software fee. So depending on the complexity of the software that the customer needs, we have anywhere from a free solution that kind of caters to SMEs up to an enterprise solution for larger companies. So that's one component. And then we take a revenue share from what's called the interchange on the cards. When you transact at a merchant and the merchant is paying that fee, a portion of that comes to us.
Okay. You are dependent on the likes of Visa and MasterCard. It's not as if you can bypass those yet.
Yes. So we do work very closely with Visa. And so we issue Visa cards in UAE and MasterCard here in Europe. And we work very closely with them. So they would be very supportive of businesses like ours, because their objective is to convert those bank transfers into card spend. And that's exactly, what we're achieving for them.
Superb. Thanks for coming in, Lydia.
And thank you for having us.
That's Lydia Foote, the co-founder and COO of Cashio, the fintech. That's Cashio with a Q.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.